Well, good morning, NACNAZ. Thank you for joining in with us. I want to continue to preach this series on the Spirit of Life, and I really want to look at the person of the Holy Spirit and who He is, who the person of the Holy Spirit is, and how He encourages us and empowers us, and how He leads us, and how He guides us, and how He directs us. And it's important for us to understand the Trinity and important for us to understand the Holy Spirit and how He came to be an encourager for us, how He came to empower us, how He came to help us walk in our promise. And before I start preaching and yelling at you, there's some people that have been working really hard behind the scenes. Some of them, you've seen them, you know, doing some videos on Facebook. But the first person is Stacy Gillespie. She's been running the office and organizing things coming up, organizing me, making sure that I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. She's a tremendous blessing to me and to this church. So I want to give her a shout out this morning. The next is Mitchie Kinney. She's our care coordinator. She's a great encouragement to me and to my family and to so many in this church. She takes that title as care coordinator seriously, but not only that, her and Mike do so many things behind the scenes that we don't see. They're also leading our college ministry, and we're seeing growth in our college ministry. We're seeing growth in our college students, and I believe that's a reflection of those two. The next that I want to talk about this morning, I don't ask what she does, because I feel like if I do, it obligates me somehow to do some of those things, and that's Mel Rapon. She is up here doing all sorts of things. She is literally my boss. She has a look that scares me, but she wears so many hats, and I love Mel. She's an encouragement to me. She loves this church, and she prays for this church, and she prays for you daily, and so I'm so thankful for her. The next is Deb Nichols, a part of our staff, putting up videos and working behind the scenes with our ladies and doing Zoom meetings for the ladies in Flourish and doing so many things. And I want to tell you, she prays hard for you. She is a person that will pray hard. The next is Cameron Hughes, constantly Zooming our teens, and I've witnessed that and been a part of that, and that's ridiculous in itself, because Cameron, I don't think, gets a word in. She mutes them all just so she can talk and kind of do a devotional with each one of them on Wednesdays. And basically anybody that's 17 and younger, Cameron's encouraging them and loving on them. And the next, last but not least, is my wife. My beautiful wife, putting out weird videos all the time, funny videos. And I want to tell you something, church. She's a prayer warrior for you. She is constantly praying for you. I know a lot of you reach out to her. And if you could just see her mirror with names on them, people that she's praying for, people that she's intentionally praying for every day. She's beautiful inside and out. And I thank God every day for Jess. And I just want to tell you, I love you. I thank God for these people, church, and you should too. And you should be joining me in prayer for these people, because they do ministry at another level. For some reason, it feels like we're busier now than we were before. And these people, I firmly believe that God has called them together, and we're doing this live together. We complement each other. And if it wasn't for them, this church, it would look a little different. And so pray for those people. Pray for those people and encourage them today. I love our church, and I love our people, and I miss you. I'm ready to get back. I'm ready to do this thing inside of our church building. But I also want to tell you that I'm super proud of each one of you, because the church has been deployed during this time, and we've been doing church outside of this church building, and that's so important for our community, and it's so important for our kids to see. I want to continue this talk on the Holy Spirit, and there's this part in Scripture in Acts 2 where the Holy Spirit comes upon these people, and so we're going to look at that in Acts 2, starting in verse 1. It says, "On the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. Suddenly there was a sound from heaven like the roaring of a mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were sitting. Then what looked like flames of fire appeared and settled on each of them. And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. Church, I want to pray this morning and ask that God will open up our minds and open up our hearts to receive this message that I believe that he's speaking to each and every one of us. He wants to encourage us this morning, and I believe that he wants to speak life into us. So pray with me. God, we love you and we thank you, God. We're thankful for who you are. God, you came and you left the Holy Spirit here with us to encourage us, to walk with us, to empower us, to lead, guide, and direct us. The person of the Holy Spirit to speak life into us. God, we pray this morning that it's nothing significant that I have to say, but God, it's everything significant that you've done and that you're going to continue to do. We love you and we thank you, God. It's in your name we pray. In the name of Jesus, amen. I don't know if you're like me, but I don't like getting sick. I don't like being sick. I don't like feeling sick. I don't like having any sort of ailments. I take my B12s. I take my immunity. I take my vitamin C. I take my men's one a day. I don't like getting sick. Being sick, maybe you like being sick. Maybe you like having a day off of work and laying on the couch and cuddled up in a blanket. I think that even right now, we're all, you know, hypersensitive to being sick. And this past week, I've started to feel a little tired and was getting a headache. And I don't know if it's like this for you, but when I get sick, I just want my wife to fix it. I turn into a giant man child, and I just want my wife to fix it. I want to tell her what's wrong with me. I want to give her a description of what's wrong with me, and I want her to fix it. I want to talk today, church, that when we start to feel down, or when we start to feel discouraged, or when we start to feel burdened, how the Holy Spirit, he will come in and bring us new life. How the Holy Spirit will come in and give us new life and do a new thing inside of us, that he will encourage us, that he will lead us and guide us and speak directly to us. I can see this picture. They're all singing and they're all in this room and they're all worshiping God, and then all of a sudden there's wind and there's fire and all of a sudden they're filled with the Holy Spirit. All of a sudden the Holy Spirit is not over the world anymore, but the Spirit is inside of each one of these people, activated inside of us, activated inside of each one of these men, living inside of us. I want to look at some things this morning, church, about the person of the Holy Spirit, who the Holy Spirit is, what the Holy Spirit does. We talked last week how the Holy Spirit is an encourager, how he came to encourage and empower and walk with us. And the very first thing that I want you to write down is the Holy Spirit helps me to remember. The Holy Spirit helps me to remember. There's one reason I think that Jesus was so excited to come to this earth and die, and then he was so excited to leave. It was because he was leaving his Holy Spirit. He was leaving his Holy Spirit to help us remember. Remember what? Remember who we are. Remember Jesus's love. Remember that we are called. Remember that we are chosen. Remember that we have a future. Remember that there's a plan and a purpose for our lives. We would need a reminder. And so he left his Holy Spirit. I think God knew that we would get distracted. I think God knew that we would need a reminder. So he left his Holy Spirit so that we would remember. We would remember who we are. We would need a reminder inside of us, church, telling us that we're called, telling us that we're chosen, telling us that we have a future, telling us that we have a hope. But why? Because God knew that we will forget. God knew that we would get distracted. I want to ask you, have you ever seen the Disney movie Up? The Disney movie Up, there's an older man, there's a boy, and there's this dog. There's this talking dog, and they were all real serious. They were going out on this mission, but the dog, he keeps getting distracted, right? They're walking through the field, and the dog is talking, and then all of a sudden, he sees a squirrel, and he says, "Squirrel." And then they go, and they carry on this mission, and then all of a sudden, the dog sees the squirrel, and he says, "Squirrel." This dog kept getting distracted. I think Jesus knew in life that we were going to get distracted, and he knew that we were going to need a reminder. He knew that we were going to need something to remind us who we are, to call us to remember, a reminder of his love, a reminder about his commitment, a reminder that he has called you. I want you to see this in John 14, 26, but when the Father sends the Spirit of holiness, the one like me who sets you free, he will teach you things in my name, and he will inspire you to remember every word that I've told you. He says that you would remember every word that I've told you. Remember every word that I've ever spoken over you. Remember my word. Remember that you're called. It's like in The Lion King. A pivotal part in that movie is when Simba looks up to the sky and he remembers who he is and he runs home. You have that James Earl Jones voice saying, remember. Over and over, that's my last Disney reference for this morning, I promise you, but he will inspire you to remember every word that he's told you, every word that he's spoken over you, every word that he's spoken over your life. The Holy Spirit came so that you would remember who you are. The Holy Spirit lives on the inside of us to remind us. It's like an alarm that goes off inside of us when we find ourselves in a situation, or we find ourselves in our car, or we find ourselves at work. The Holy Spirit will remind you. The Holy Spirit will come and check you and tell you that you're called and that you're chosen and that you're awesome and that you have a purpose and that there is a plan for your life. And it comes directly from heaven. He's telling you that you have a future. The Holy Spirit's job is to remind you, for you to be reminded of who you are and reminded of who God is. The role of the Holy Spirit is to remind you of truth, remind you of what God says about you and what God says in his word. I want to encourage you today, church, that what Jesus says about you, that you are a child of God, that you are the righteousness of God, a conduit of God's love. You have been justified and redeemed. Your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who dwells in you. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a salt of the earth, the light of the world. You are more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. That's who you are. That's who Jesus says you are this morning, church. I want to ask you, are you walking in that? Do you walk in that daily? Do you wake up in the morning and do you walk in this purpose? Church, aren't you thankful that Jesus sent his Holy Spirit to have this voice that we can lean into, to have this voice that we can lean into, not the voice of a naysayer, but the voice of the Holy Spirit that you can lean into, that you can stand in his presence. The Holy Spirit will come in. Remind you that God has a plan for you. He will come and remind you that God is in control. The Holy Spirit wants to remind you that as far as the east is from the west, your sins have been forgiven. He wants to remind you that he is the resurrection that is standing up inside of you so that you can walk in the confidence that he's in control of your life. Walk in security. Walk in confidence. Walk in his will. The Holy Spirit is a great reminder this morning, church. What I love about the Holy Spirit is when he shows up, the next thing that I want you to write down is he knows how to talk to you. The Holy Spirit knows how to talk to you. He talks to us differently. He comes in and he speaks our language. He talks to us personally. He talks to us each intentionally and differently. These dudes are worshiping and they're jamming out to Jesus music and the Holy Spirit comes and it's like wind and it's like fire and there's all kinds of different people here. All kinds of different people from all kinds of different walks of life and every skin color and all different languages and they all heard who God was from some Galileans. They all spoke one language because God knows how to speak your language, church. He knows how to speak directly to you. He knows how to speak intentionally to you. I want to tell you that the Holy Spirit, that God will speak directly to you. It's not going to be in some King James voice. It's going to be in a way that you understand. It's going to be in a way that you can lean in and that you'll get and that you'll understand and that you'll know, because the Holy Spirit will speak directly to you in that circumstance, directly to you in that situation. The Holy Spirit will speak directly to you. I remember when the Holy Spirit came upon my life and I gave my life to Jesus. He knew exactly what he needed to say in that moment to a teenage boy. And so I gave my life to him. I want to tell you, church, that the Holy Spirit, he loves you. I want to tell you that God loves you. I want to tell you that God so loves you that you cannot measure it, that you cannot weigh it, that you cannot count it, that God is so in love with you, church. And he sent his Holy Spirit. I love this about God, that he speaks in a way that we need it. When we needed it most, when we need it now, when we need it in that circumstance or that situation, he knows how to talk directly to us. He knows how to whisper and speak directly to us. I used to train several youth and I would take them to the gym or I would take them to the field house and we would train and we would run and we would lift. And there was some youth there that I knew that I couldn't talk to them in a certain way, that I couldn't raise my voice. And I knew that if I was going to motivate this young man, or I had to speak to him in a different way. But I also knew that there was other young men there that they needed to get their blood, you know, pumping. And so that I would raise my voice and motivate them and yell at them and talk directly to them. I want to tell you that the Holy Spirit is so personal that he knows how to speak to you directly. He knows how to speak to you. He is so sensitive to you. He knows you. He's the one that created you. He knows you this morning. And so he knows how to speak directly to you, church. Not the way that you only receive correction or conviction, but the way that you receive promise, the way that you receive hope, the way that you receive grace, or the way that you receive truth. I want to tell you that the Holy Spirit speaks your language. He knows how to speak directly to you. The Holy Spirit brings truth into your life. He speaks truth into your life. But I want to tell you something else. The enemy, he wants to tell you who you're not. The enemy wants to come in, and his natural language, the language that he speaks with, is lies. The enemy is a liar. He's deceitful. He wants to come in and he wants to speak lies to you, speak lies to your destiny, speak lies to the promise. He wants to tell you that you will never overcome that addiction. He wants to tell you that you will never amount to anything. He wants to tell you that you're fake. He wants to tell you that you'll never come out of that season or that situation that you find yourself in. That's the enemy. The enemy wants to tell you and point out your sin and tell you that you are your past. That's the enemy. But the Holy Spirit, he comes and he puts his arm around you. The Holy Spirit, he comes and he puts his arm around you in love, and he comforts you, and he tells you that you are forgiven. He tells you that you are chosen, that you are called. He tells you that you are not your past. He tells you that there's a future for you, that there's a plan for you, that there's a plan for your life. Church, if you don't get anything from this sermon, if you don't get anything about what I'm saying, I want you to understand this. I want you to silence the voice of the enemy, and I want you to receive the love of the Holy Spirit this morning. I want you to silence the voice of the enemy in your life, and I want you to receive the love of the Holy Spirit. Make a vow today. Make a covenant today with God that you will not listen to that liar, that you will listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit, that you will listen to truth, and that you will listen to grace, and that you will walk in that truth and in that grace. The Holy Spirit, he's like a blanket. He's like a blanket. He comes in. And not some cheap blanket, but a good blanket, like the one that Granny made. He comes in and he covers you. The Holy Spirit, he comes in and he covers you, and he wraps you up, and he encourages you. Whenever you feel discouraged, the blanket of the Holy Spirit comes and he encourages you, and he wraps you up in his love, in his truth, and in his grace, speaking life over you, telling you that you are free, telling you that you are called. I do this with my sons. I speak life into them. I pray for them. I want to build them up. I want them to know that they're called, speaking destiny over them, speaking life over them, covering them in prayer. Because the world is too busy trying to tell our kids how to act and how to operate. The world is too busy trying to corrupt our kids, telling them how they should behave. It's up to us as parents to show them the reflection of Jesus. It's up to us as parents to speak life over our kids, to speak destiny over our kids. Tell them that you're proud of them. Tell them that you love them. Tell them that they will go further. Tell them to dream big because you're right there. Train them to listen to a voice of an encourager. That way, when Jesus comes upon their life, they'll recognize that encouragement. They'll recognize that love because you've been speaking it over them their entire life. Not the garbage of the world, but the truth from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is here to encourage you this morning, church. I want to tell you that the Holy Spirit is here to encourage you, to tell you that you are a child of God, to tell you that you are so loved by God, to tell you that you have a purpose. I want to tell you that He sees you this morning. He sees you this morning right where you're at. And it's like a blanket. He's coming and He's covering you up. Tell the devil this morning that you are not who you once were. Tell him that you're not who you once were. Tell him that you're not going to go back there. Tell him that you're not going to go backwards. Tell him that you are a new creation in Christ Jesus. Tell him that I am new. I think that God knew that we were going to struggle. God knew that there was going to be points in our life where we were going to struggle. So He sent the Holy Spirit to be there as a divine encourager for you and I. He sent the Holy Spirit to remind us who we are. He knew we were going to struggle. He knew that we were going to fall on hard times. So He sent His Holy Spirit to be a divine encourager for you and I, to speak truth over us when there was lies over us, or to speak life over us when we felt death over us. The Holy Spirit, I'm here to tell you this morning, not to listen to the voice of the enemy, but to listen to the voice of God. Listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. The next thing that I want you to write down is, the Holy Spirit is new life. The Holy Spirit is new life. I want you to see something in Titus 3:5. He said He saves us, not because of His righteousness, things that we had done, but because of His mercy. He washed away our sins, giving us a new birth and a new life through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is new life. He doesn't lead you to your old ways. He doesn't lead you backwards, but the Holy Spirit is always bringing you into new life. The Holy Spirit is always trying to do something new in your life. The Holy Spirit comes and He moves and He shifts things and He changes things. When we pray to Him, when we seek Him, He moves and He shifts and He changes things. The Holy Spirit is active in your life. Jesus activated the Holy Spirit in your life because it's always about a new way of thinking. With the Holy Spirit, it's always about a new way of thinking, church. Our lives become new in the Holy Spirit. He makes us new. He makes us brand new. It's a renewal in the Holy Spirit. When He comes upon you, church, it's a renewal in love, a renewal in encouragement and compassion and grace and new roads and new understanding and new eyes to see new circumstances and situations. Aren't you thankful for what God has done? Aren't you thankful that He sent His Holy Spirit? Aren't you thankful that He's doing something new in you? In Ephesians 5:18, it says, "Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit." If we're going to get drunk on something, church, it needs to be Jesus. If we're going to get filled up with something, it needs to be His Holy Spirit. If we're going to get filled up with something, it needs to be the Holy Spirit and how He's working in our lives, filled with a new hope, filled with a new grace, filled with new passion, filled with a new season. God is trying to do something new in our lives, moving things and changing things and shifting things and activating things. He's active and He's alive, church. He has a new level of grace. He has a new level of love. God is wanting to propel us deeper in love with Him and deeper in love with people. That's what the Holy Spirit does. Deeper in love with Him and deeper in love with people. Further and grace for other people, to show grace to other people, people that he's created. God is wanting to take us deeper in love, church. God is not trying to take you backwards, but he's always going to take you forward into a new dream, into a new plan, into a new purpose, into something new. He's always going to take you to something new. He's at work, and church, I want to tell you, he's leading and he's guiding and he's directing you. I'm praying, church, right now, that God, it's cool what you've done in the last year, the new people coming in and new territory and serving others and reaching the lost. But I'm praying that, God, what is the new thing that you're wanting to do through us? What is the new thing that you're wanting to do through your church? I don't want to settle, God. I don't want to sit idle. God, put a new song in my heart and fill my bones with passion. Give me new eyes to see. That's got to be our prayer, asking God to take us to another level, asking God to take us deeper, asking God to pour out into our church and into our community and into our lives. I don't know, church, but I have a burden that you know who the Holy Spirit is. The Holy Spirit as a person, and the Holy Spirit has a lot of names. Some of them are another counselor, breath of the Almighty, counselor and comforter, eternal spirit, free spirit, the good spirit, power of the highest, spirit of might, the spirit of judgment, the seal, spirit of faith, the spirit of fire, the spirit of glory, the spirit of holiness, the spirit of Jesus Christ, the spirit of justice, the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of life, the spirit of God, the spirit of truth, the spirit of wisdom and understanding. He is the voice of the Almighty. He is the voice of the Lord. Church, that's the person of the Holy Spirit. And he wants to move in your life. He wants to come and move radically in your life, but he cannot do it until you say yes to Jesus. And I want to ask you this morning, have you said yes to Jesus? Have you said yes to Jesus today? Because I want to tell you that the Holy Spirit wants to move in your life, and it's as easy as saying yes to him this morning. It's as easy as saying yes to the plan and the purpose that he has for your life. And it's going to be like a fire and it's going to be like a wind. And I'm telling you that he will move in and through you. Church, I love you. Let's pray. God, we come before you this morning. God, needing you to do something new inside of us. God, needing you to do something new through us. God, give us new eyes to see. Give us a new vision. Give us a new territory. God, open up our eyes to see how you're moving and how you're leading and guiding and directing us this morning. God, it's nothing significant about us. God, we know that you will use ordinary people to do extraordinary things if we can just give you all the honor and all the glory. And God, this morning we are asking for us to be able to walk in the plan and the purpose that you have for our life. We love you this morning. God, I pray for any person that has said yes to you this morning, that they know that they are a new creation, that they know that you're going to do something new through their life, that there's a new chapter, that there's a new season, and God, you are in control. We just need to walk in obedience to your name and who you are. God, this morning, I pray, Lord, that you are bringing families together, Lord, that you're doing a new thing inside of families and inside of marriages and in relationships. And God, we are going to give you all the honor and all the glory for it. It's in your name we pray. In the most powerful name of Jesus, amen.